I'm here for Dennis Walter, of course. And look, I really did want to touch on this. The Life Again Foundation has a lunch on Friday. Now, this is designed to discuss the value of positive mental health and well-being in sport, particularly, and in life. Joining me now, director of the Life Again Foundation, is a former great player for the Swans, both South Melbourne and Sydney Swans, with the number 21 and the team of the century, Tony Maud. Good evening to you, Tony.
G'day, Pete. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. And also on the line, I don't know how this bloke's got to run, Nick Collum, because he's a bulldog, program director of the Life Again Foundation. Nick, good evening to you. Good to have you with me.
G'day, Peter. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Tony, can we talk about last Thursday's match against the Bulldogs? 31-14 freeze. What are your thoughts?
Listen, my analogy of the Swans game was that we were poor.
We're a bit flat.
The umpires were poor.
Yes.
Overall, we had a young team. We learn from it. We regroup and move on.
We move on. Nick Collum is just sitting here with a massive smile on his face, being a bulldog, of course. But, Nick, tell us about the Life Again Foundation. Tell us about the start. Who got it started? Where did it come from, Nick?
The Life Again Foundation was started by Gareth Andrews.
Yep.
Champion AFL footballer.
Geelong and Richmond.
Like Tony. Mm-hmm. Yes. He started Life Again in 2012 off the back of a very tough time for himself personally. He suffered a severe bout of depression and came out the other side and wanted to give back, wanted to share what he'd learned and help other people deal with what he had dealt with, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And he started sharing the message around preventative mental health and sharing the tools that he had developed and the resources he had gained through his darker times and started sharing this message far and wide and started connecting groups of... He initially started working with men and was taking groups of men out on country to connect with Aboriginal communities, to have an experience out of the normal day-to-day grind, but also to get an understanding of what Aboriginal culture was all about and what it meant to be out on the land and connecting with country and being in nature.
Terrific for Gareth to go ahead and do something like that. We all remember him as a champion footballer, both with Geelong and a premiership player with Richmond, of course. Former Geelong collegian, I think. I don't think he was the grammar boy, but I think he was a Geelong collegian. Got a terrific background. Tony, I'll ask this to you. You played football in the 70s through into the 80s, had a distinguished career. When you finished playing... And look, I've known you for some years and you've done a lot in life. You've done an awful lot for the Swans with the foundation and the Melbourne office, and you've been a busy person. You're now a grandfather. You've raised three lovely kids and wife and seemingly had a good life. Did you suffer after quitting football, after saying, right, that's it, I've had enough? How did you go mentally, Tone?
Do you know, I didn't. I didn't actually suffer from it at all, because I think that I was busy.
Mm.
And I think of the days that when I played, football was part-time.
Yeah.
And we worked full-time. We had to have businesses. Well, not business, but you certainly had a full-time job. And so that sort of was my focus. I mean, I had to, obviously, the children, but certainly focusing on work and the next challenge. I mean, my personal situation was that I retired at 29 because I was sick of it.
Yeah.
I was ready for a break.
Yeah.
And went on to the next particular challenge. I mean, who would know that 13 years later I'd end up back in football and in a ministry role,
mm-hmm.
which has been fantastic, and I've enjoyed it immensely. But I think we all carry anxiety. I mean, men in particular, we're very shy of talking about it.
Yeah. I think the last decade or so, Tony, I think more and more groups and people, Nick, have come together and are okay talking about this sort of thing, wouldn't you think? But it's only been probably the last decade or so, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's been a definite shift, and it's people like Gareth that have normalised it and reduced the stigma, which I think is the first step. And there's a lot of talk around cure and dealing with problems once they've arisen. And where we've positioned ourselves is upstream of that. So our focus is on prevention and trying to get upstream before the issues come, before people fall into the hole. And we're looking at ways that we can reach all of Australia, whether that be through the workplace, through different organisations, individuals, and really focusing on that prevention-led approach,
yeah,
which we find is far more effective and sustainable.
Absolutely. Boys, you've got a fantastic lunch coming up this Friday, the Life Again Foundation lunch. Got a couple of great special guests.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we're thrilled to have Nathan Buckley coming along. And Nathan, over the last few years, has really been open about his personal challenges,
yes,
and how he's adjusted emotionally and how he's better for it.
Yeah.
And we certainly have Alex Johnson, one of our favourite at the Swans.
Absolutely.
Peter Grubby, who we caught up with for lunch a few weeks,
yep,
ago, and who, you know, after, what, three or four knee operations after playing in a premiership in 2012, he's had to go through the challenges of disappointment.
And how he took that on, he's a terrific young bloke. He had the last kick in the 2012 grand final that the Swans won, wore number 34 very proudly for the Swans, was a player absolutely going somewhere. How old was he when he played that final game? I mean, he played a couple more later. He came back against Collingwood after three or four operations, broke down again. What a time he's had. Mentally, I met him the other day, Tony. He seems to be very strong, but he'd certainly have a lot to say about the subject, wouldn't he?
Very much so. And he was, when I invited him to participate in the luncheon, he was very keen.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very focused on being able to talk about the personal demons that he carried through this and how you move on.
Yeah.
And I think that there's men and women everywhere, and we look about it in the workplace. Now, it's organisations' responsibility to make sure that they're doing the right thing in managing people's mental health as we go forward. And that's one of the opportunities, one of the workplaces that Life Again Foundation is going to offer many organisations.
Absolutely. Kevin Sheedy is another speaker. Needs no introduction. A wonderful speaker and an inspirational speaker. And Katrina Amon, who's the Indigenous Development Manager at the Saints at the moment. Be great to hear her speak and give her point of view. It's going to be a great lunch. It's on this Friday. It's the Olympic Hotel in Heidelberg. That sounds like a beauty, you guys. So well done on putting it together. And people, get along. If you want to, lifeagain.org.au/spirit/event. Where does the money actually raised go to? What happens with that?
I'll let you answer that, Nick.
So, Peter, we're structured as a social enterprise.
Yep.
We're also a registered charity.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a commercial arm to the organisation through Workplace Mental Health Offer, a program that we run for organisations large and small. And then we have a social impact arm where all the proceeds go towards Aboriginal-led preventative mental health initiatives,
yep,
within Aboriginal communities. We empower Aboriginal organisations through funding grants to support their communities with programs which are Aboriginal-led, culturally appropriate and powerful programs. We've got a suite of offerings that we're right behind and really excited to get up and funded this year.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the lunch and good luck with the organisation. It's a beauty. And well done to you guys for being on board, obviously, but to Gareth Andrews in the very first place. Terrific talking to you. It's something, the more we talk, the better we all get, I think. So, Nick Colom, great talking to you. And Tony Morwood, as always, an absolute pleasure, Tone. And
Grub, thanks very much. And we'll talk soon and we'll debrief the Swans next week's game.
Oh, we certainly will. Good talking to you both, guys. A terrific organisation, the Life Again Foundation. Thank you and good luck with the lunch this week.